something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Celebrity siblings in a new game called Family or Famili.
We play the top Canadian power ballads.
And we pay a little visit to Gino and Joe Vanelli's house. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
49, Jonathan Torrens.
Hey, bud.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's almost 50. But at first, let's just have a great time on 49.
You want to do that?
I got a top five Canadian power ballads.
Oh, my gosh. Finally, you're speaking my language.
You ready for this?
We're going to get right into it right off the bat. I love it.
Let's just go right
into it. Let's set the scene. Like, I'm at Fairview Junior High. Amber Gannon is giving me the eye.
It's 1990 or so?
Yep. Well, I would have been at St. Pat's then.
Oh, you were.
These are Canadianity jams, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Either that or like the main guy is Canadian.
Okay. I'm so into it. So am I a dude who's asking you to dance?
Yes.
Okay.
Asking me to dance, or just like, is it not even, this could just be a conversation. Is it an actual dance?
What if it's a school dance?
Yeah.
And I'm asking you to dance. And maybe we go through the whole school, because it's kind of back to schoolish, so we'll go through the whole evening at a dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this would be just like the jam year?
Yeah,
like,
early in the evening. Does that work?
Of course. You can't be too late at the school.
No.
And I'll be Trixie.
Okay, and I'm Corbin.
Corbin.
Yeah.
Sounds like Corbin's came from the nice side of the tracks.
Oh, and Trixie didn't? That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right, hit it.
Okay. Hi, Corbin.
Oh, hey, Trixie. How you doing? Cool?
I'm all right. You look nice.
Thanks. Just pounded most of a six-pack of Keith's Light.
Oh.
So I kind of have the draft burps.
I've only had two of these Rockaberry coolers.
Well, we should probably dance or whatever.
Yeah, this is a pretty good song, I guess. Your hands are nice.
Just do me a favor and don't give me a hickey, because I'm actually still seeing a girl from church camp this summer.
Perfect.
I mean, we're kind of seeing each other. Like, I talked about maybe taking the bus to her place next weekend.
I get it.
You don't have to muckle onto me like an oyster.
Well, it's just the song gets to me every time, you know, Corbin. I mean, you got money and I don't. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, but let's not let society tell us what we can and can't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think I feel your wallet.
Hey, do you want to go to Orange Julius? It was the most 1990 thing I could think.
1980s.
Orange Julius.
Yeah. Orange Julius killed it in the 80s.
Talk me through the business plan meeting for Orange Julius. Describe to me what Orange Julius is.
Okay, we love orange juice. Everybody loves orange juice.
Right, right.
It's going to make it taste like super more sugary.
Okay.
Kind of dress it up a bit, and we'll be in and like, we'll even, it'll be like serving out of an orange.
So the entire restaurant, all they're going to do is serve orange juice?
Yeah, we're going to call it Orange Julius. It'll just be the most delicious orange juice you've ever had, and people will just eat it up. We can sell it for like $5.
So I'm sorry, are they Caesars? Why the Julius?
Well, just because we're going to put so much sugar in it, you will not believe the taste. It'll be like liquid ice cream.
And is that all you're going to serve is orange juice?
Yeah. We might switch it up a bit, have a cooler version, or maybe some icier. Maybe throw a down the line through a strawberry, but just crushing them enough with enough sugar, they'll be back and they'll be, this is it. It's like cola, the same idea as like Coca-Cola. Same amount of sugar, but it's just like double the size.
Coke E. coli. Walk me through this, though. I'm a couple of friends. It's after school. One of them wants an orange juice. The other one doesn't. What's for them at Orange Julius?
Let me tell you something. One of them orders an Orange Julius.
Right.
And then he knows it's so good that the other guy is going to feel jealous to the point of wondering, you know, why is... And he might even have a sip of his friend's Orange Julius, but as soon as he has the Orange Julius, he will be he'll be smitten, and he'll be back. It's because the sugar rush that these guys are going to get, the one guy is just going to be off the charts, and he'll just be have all this excess energy. This is what's hip today, selling that excess energy that goes away in about 20 minutes.
Where do I sign?
Exactly.
That's a great pitch, Travis.
We keep it small. We're just little small oranges in the middle of the mall.
We're not going to try to compete in the French fry space.
It's different. It's this juice, but it's like cola. Same idea.
You know, now that you say that out loud, it actually makes it sound like Orange Julius was 20 years ahead of its time. Like, did it kind of front load the smoothie movement? The smoothment?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, think about it. It was it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing in the mall other than, you know, Manchu Wok and your pizza place. And you know what I mean? There was the standard fare at the food court. But Orange Julius was the only real, like, wow, you can get, you know, there was no, like, milkshake place.
You know, I love me a pun, as you know. And when we were in PEI on Cavendish, there's the boardwalk. And across the street, there's a Chinese restaurant called the Board Walk. W-O-K.
There you go. That's Stephen Yan style. It's a Walk with Yan kind of jokes.
Was Stephen his first name?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I feel like Orange Julius also had, like, sausage rolls. Like, I think they didn't totally stay in their lane.
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what. Do you remember when Walk with Jan was the move and it was big on TV? Did you ever go out there and eat at his restaurant?
No. Where was his restaurant?
It was in Vancouver.
Really?
Apparently. I thought he had a place there. I was always wanting to go there when I was a kid. Like, oh, he's cooking the same thing every day. I want it.
Wow. No, I didn't even realize that. I mean, I knew he was a new guy. You were more
there for the jokes, right?
Yeah. Orange Julius still exists.
I know, but it's not even around as much, and it's been the Booster Juice and all the other juice places have taken a real bite out of that market.
I think they own, like, Dairy Queen might own them, because you often see Orange Julius in with Dairy Queens now.
I'm sure it's one of those little deals.
Premium fruit smoothies and... Oh, so what makes it taste so good? This is from the website. Summertime? Butterfly laughter?
Come on.
Lots of algebra and stuff? While butterfly laughter is a perfectly reasonable explanation for some, others are looking for something a tad less abstract. All your nutrition and allergy questions shall soon be answered, friends. That's from the Orange Julius website. Am I alone in not knowing what butterfly laughter is?
No, that's ridiculous.
What is butterfly laughter?
Sugar.
Really?
Sure.
Are you making that up?
No, I'm just saying something like that. Well, what it ain't a real ingredient other than something funny name for sugar.
It's butterfly like laughter.
Yeah. Hey, man, give me some of that butterfly. But they're not going to fly all night.
Yeah, but Orange Julius isn't going to sell butterfly laughter.
Like in the Red Bull, the taurine, that same idea. It's just like, let's get some butterfly laughter going in here.
Beta, you can get an orange berry Julius and a berry pomegranate Julius and a mango pineapple Julius and, of course, an acai.
Acai berry.
I'm going to... butterfly laughter. What the clam is that?
I don't know, but we should move on to the next in the top five, number four.
All right, hit me.
What's the situation? in class.
Sure. Is it still at the dance?
Sometimes people would play music over the PA. Did you ever have that?
Well, yeah, I guess in grade school I did, because I was the DJ.
You get to pick a song and play it, and it's like during lunch, everybody's got to listen to the kids jam.
Yeah.
And he picks like one that's a little soft.
Okay, can I just tell you one thing?
What?
According to Urban Dictionary, butterfly laughter is, that's a laugh slut.
Huh?
Laugh slut is something in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, anyway, hit me.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So what, couple guys at lunch?
Sure, kids? What if I got drunk and barfed at the dance, which...
No, it's not the dance, this is during lunch.
No, I know, but we're a couple. I barfed at the dance, and I'm coming Monday to apologize to you at the lunch table.
We're a couple again?
Yeah. People love it when you play the girl.
You mean... apparently, it sounds like the rooster and Friendly Giant.
Really? That's what people are saying?
Rusty?
With gusts up to the chicken lady. All right.
It's hard to play a woman.
I know.
I'm not even trying. I'm not even getting there, and I'm trying really hard. Okay, ready?
Yes.
You're drunk?
No, I was drunk at the dance.
Last night.
At the dance on Saturday. This is Monday at lunch. I'm coming to apologize because I barfed and embarrassed you. I barfed on your new top from Le Chateau.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And my name is Abigail.
Okay. And my name is Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
Not Chestnut?
Chestnut. Okay, my name's Chestnut. And I'm wearing a rugby shirt.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Oh my god, Chestnut, you totally ruined the whole night.
No, but wait, I can explain. I can totally explain.
Seriously, you wrecked it.
First of all, I didn't even eat dinner. And it's Jimmy's fault because we were supposed to go out for dinner. But then his parents needed us to pick up his little sister at gymnastics.
You puked everywhere and on my dress my hair.
All I had for lunch was pancakes, and it actually smelled pretty good.
No! It's fucking disgusting!
Abigail, just nobody that? Even saw it was dark, and until you slipped in it, people wouldn't have even known.
It was fucking worst ever.
It's not my fault that you slipped in it and landed on your back. Come on! Just a little extra time is all I'm asking for.
And you tried to kiss me too, you fucking gross.
Yeah, but I got my skis shined up and had a stick of juicy fruit. It couldn't have smelled that bad. Come on.
Listen, Chestnut, seriously, we're pretty much finished for a while.
There's I thought, you remember what here. You always said, that we would never surrender?
It's yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, they're playing our song.
I can smell the bile of your belly on me.
That was Minute Maid from Concentrate that
so
I had in
disgusting.
My pocket.
It's like you had like 7 Orange Juliuses at the mall and like then just a bunch of rum and it was like everywhere and I can still even taste it.
Don't try to change the subject and make this about Orange Julii. Fine, you know what? I'm going to let you go. And if you come back, then I guess you were mine. And if you don't, then I'm sorry I barfed on your shirt. They're on the ropes. Those two are on the ropes.
On the ropes. She's had it.
But, you know, no air can get in a tight Ziploc bag. So I think they were having issues anyway.
He embarrassed her in front of her friends.
Imagine what a big gong show that would be in high school, though, when everything's such a big deal.
Guy got too banged up early.
It was always
the day off school, right? And he hit the mall and was... putting vodka in his Orange Julius.
Yeah. He was having a blueberry vodka Julius's.
In 1983?
Yeah.
That's just crushed.
Did you ever put vodka in your... Oh, no, you didn't, because you didn't drink as a teenager.
No, I never was... No, I wasn't pounding booze as a little kid.
Crazy.
I heard that was the move, though, for them all.
Totally. Okay, I'm a girl in the school parking lot, and you're the hot guy pulling in your Trans Am with this song blasting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure. What's your name?
What's
your name, girl?
Allison.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Bentley.
Cool car you got there, Bentley.
Pretty. It's all right. What's your name again?
Allison. But my friends call me Allison.
Allison. I might forget, but...
Oh, my God. It's so stupid.
Come on in. Let's go for a ride.
Really?
Yeah. Sit down. Just got some new headers put in here. Fresh lining on the filters. It's piping. Let's take a rip.
I always know when it's your car. I can tell by the louvers in the back window.
Put the seatbelt on, Allison, because this is going to be a ride you're never going to forget.
Your hair, it smells like brute.
Brute?
Like
a little bit.
It smells like Brute cologne and Count Chocula cereal.
That's every little bit of everything in my life.
Where'd you get your jean jacket anyway?
What's that?
Where'd you get your jean jacket?
I pretty much got it. I think I got it a couple months ago at Le Chateau.
Hey, where are we going anyway?
Just gonna go up the spot I got. I call it Paramount Vista.
You call it, what was the building RJ Logan lived in?
Paradise Towers.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you to this spot. It's called Paradise Towers.
No, sir. There's a little spot up here I like to call. It's just down by the S Bend. I grew up here tobogganing.
That's so hot.
Chris Babbany broke his back on this one jump. But listen, I'm going to park right here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Allison.
Yeah?
Where'd you get that shirt?
I don't know, the haberdashery.
Probably look better in the back seat. You want to go sit back there for a bit?
What are you going to do? You'll have no
Coming
one to talk to.
There with? No, I'll come back there. It's a little more comfortable. This whole stick thing in front of us is kind of turning me off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's get in the back.
Wait a second. Are we going to neck?
If you want.
I've been waiting for this day since the Falkland Island War.
Well, Allison, you're about to find the ship to Bounty.
This is almost paradise.
They're going to get down, heaven in your eyes blasting in the front.
Good top five so far. It's great. All right, are we at number two already?
I like finally that they were getting down instead of one of them resisting.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, I actually made that decision.
The Falkland Islands War.
Yeah. That's a long time she's been waiting.
Okay. Now we're in the lunchroom with the two guys in class.
Okay.
When someone's playing this over the PA.
Okay.
And I'm Leonard.
I'm Sylvan.
Sylvan?
Yeah.
I like you already.
Hey, Leonard.
Hey, Sylvan. Oh, it's so funny that we always say hi to each other like the same. Like, we'll say, like, I'll say your name and you'll say my name right away at the same time.
I can't even hear a word you're saying. You know why?
Why?
Because Kathleen just walked in here.
Oh, damn.
She's a hot-looking tuna.
I'm not thinking fish. I'm thinking beauty queen.
I tried to transfer into her home ec class so I could help her make some muffins.
I think some of these ladies in this room need some talking. And you and I are the guys.
Man, I bet Jeff pulls all the ladies. You can sing and play guitar like that. Plus, you have a handsome head of hair.
I know.
Do you know what we should do?
He's talented. We don't have that. We have to just kind of rely on good topics in conversation and hope for the best.
As we've been doing for over a year now.
Yeah.
We should take the Go into Toronto, get some fake IDs, and go into his bar.
Really?
And get our hands stamped, and then come back and show Kathleen and her friends that we were at his bar and got our hands stamped.
That's like the best idea ever. When we meet them after, I'll say we met, like I met the guy, the drummer, the guy with the afro, the Tom Stevens guy.
There's a 37-year-old.
I saw him.
There's a 37-year-old paralegal at my mom's work, and she said she could totally set me up.
With the guy in the band?
No, with a fake ID.
Oh.
Her cousin is only 34, and she says we kind of look alike.
Really?
Yeah. Now all we need is something for you.
Yeah.
You know what's probably easiest is I sneak in, get my hand stamped, then we lick your hand, and I press the stamp onto your hand, so it looks like we both got a stamp.
Yeah. And I'll say Tom Stevens, like, took us out for donuts.
Why would you say that? That's so stupid. That's obviously a lie.
No, but we can say that. Why not? He's totally... I hear he lives near Casa Loma.
Well, what kind of donut did he take you for?
Like, honey dip donuts?
That sounds like you're making it up on the spot.
Honey dip donuts on Jane Street.
They don't have donuts on Jane Street.
Then Tim Hortons, then. Like, just one by him.
Have you ever been to the corner of Jane and St. Clair?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know that store? There's a store with a girl that works there.
Thrifties?
I think it's Thrifties, yeah.
Consumers Distributing?
I know they sell Denver Hayes denim trousers.
Beaver Lumber?
Yeah, Beaver Lumber.
I think that's where it is.
I was there with my dad shopping, and I was just dazzled by this girl while I shopped there.
Really?
Yeah.
I, like, totally met a... Like, I was at doing my shift at Bargain Herald's last Thursday, and, like, there was a girl that came in there. I swear she was probably, like, the hottest girl I'd ever seen.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. Like, I didn't even... I said, like, hey, did you know that those underwear there are half on price, half off?
I can't believe you said, do you know that those underwear are half off?
I was just like, that's what all I could say was like that, maybe mustering the fact that I'm talking about underwear might mean it's kind of like kind of hot. She might say, maybe we should have a date or something.
No, you should have been like, do you want to see those or can I see those underwear half off?
Oh.
That would have been good, right?
Totally. Where was that when I was there? You should come like, come maybe work there too.
All right, like, dude, let's get on the go and get it going.
Yeah.
Operation Healy in full effect.
What a couple of norbs.
I like them though.
Yeah, it was classic.
49th episode is just getting going. Stay with us, buds.
Fucking right, eh? Okay, we're back to the top five Can 80s power ballads.
Might as well go for a donut.
Those guys were going for donuts, eh?
Why hasn't Tim Hortons ever sampled that song?
I swear he had like hair. His hair looked kind of like jelly. And we were there and he ordered a Boston cream. There's no way Tom Stevens would order a Boston cream donut.
I love them dissecting each other's lies. Like, no, that lies too far.
Yeah, no, that's...
Fake IDs and getting stamps and going to see Jeff Healy for a matinee show on a school day, that would happen. But going for donuts, that guy, don't push it. All right, what's our number one song?
Okay, you ready still?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a classic.
Well, who are these folks?
How about my brother went away for a B&E for the summer.
Ouch.
I'm that kid. And this song comes on.
Okay. And you're feeling sad?
Yeah.
You're feeling sad because you miss him, and then I'll come in and try to cheer you up.
He's in jail. And what are you? You cheer me up.
Should I be your friend? Or a friend who's a girl? Or your mom?
No, you be the friend, the guy.
Okay.
Friend.
And what's your name? I'm Joel.
Joel. Okay, I'm Jody.
Okay, Joel and Jody.
Hey, Joel.
Jody, you've been sitting in here and moping around all summer. We only have a week or so left before school starts. Come on.
I know, man.
Let's go rock skipping or do some burpees.
I just want to one more time hear it. So real, man. It's too real.
Look, I know your brother went away because he shivved a wayward drifter. But it doesn't mean that you have to take that on.
You just don't understand, Joel.
Jody.
We used to hang out every day, man. Like Miller times, Canadian Saturdays, Molson Snack Sports Sundays, man. Every weekend.
Yeah, and then Orange Julius Mondays. You got to turn the page, bud. You know what?
Get it, man.
He wouldn't want you to sit around here and mope, eating maple leaf bacon and counting your Aeroplan points.
Yeah, right. That's what they said to my dad right before he went into that air turbine.
Look, you know what your problem is? You need to learn to let things go. Your brother will be back. Your dad, that's a different story. But still, your brother will be back and things will get back to the way they used to be. Come on. Where's that smile?
It's part of the song. Just, I get it.
Let's go throw around the Canadian Tire Frisbee. Have some Kraft dinner.
Maybe if you introduced me to that girl from the Chin Picnic last summer, man.
What, Miss Chin? I don't think so, dude. She's out of our league. Oh, you mean the runner-up?
Cruise. Yeah, man. Just cruise up to Woodbridge. Let me meet her again at the Paninis. Come on, man.
I heard she was moving to Uxbridge.
I'll take you to Ricci's for a pizza. Even, like, the how bad can that be?
Well, my parents made reservations at Captain John's Seafood for Saturday night. So I can't go then. But I might be able to meet you afterwards for some moose piss.
That doesn't sound any good meeting this girl, though, man. And my brother's still gone, man. Still gone.
He's not gone. He's just gone away for a couple months. There's a big difference. Now put down the Mr. Freezy, put on a shirt, and let's go outside. You're the color of mayonnaise.
Dude, you ever imagine how horrible it's going to be at the Don Jail for Christmas in the Don Jail, man?
Well, I suspect that city councilors will probably shut down the Don Jail because of overcrowding and vermin issues in the years to come.
Okay.
He's a good friend.
Classic metal, just like all losing it in it.
Hair, he's a good friend.
Huge hair, all puffed up.
He went full Nuno Betancourt.
That was a fun top five.
I love the guy who wants to play bass.
Oh, yeah, he wants to, but doesn't yet. But he's all about it. I know I'm going to be playing bass this time next year.
I'm thinking of taking up the bass.
Going to get these pants for sure, because I'm pretty sure by the time this time next year, I'll be in that band.
My mom's going to get me a bass. I'm getting a bass for Christmas.
As soon as my mom gets me the bass, but I can get the clothes now.
We need a bassist in our band. Do you play bass? No, but I was thinking about taking it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna for sure. I will.
My grandparents are like asking me whatever I wanted, and I was like, I think a bass.
I'll practice every day, man. Let's just book a gig.
I played bass and backing vox.
I remember a guy that was like saying he was a singer in a band, and like when I finally went to see him sing, he was like on at the mic mute, like couldn't come, nothing came out, man.
Aww.
Yeah.
Bass, backing vox.
Like I shouldn't have like told you. I was, it was almost like a George Costanza, like taking you to the Hamptons.
Right.
Yeah, I got a place up there. No, no, don't come to the gig. Okay, you want to get nuts? Here yeah. I am on stage, and they're playing the song, and I can't do it.
And the mic's right muted. It's on mute. Oh, my gosh. Did I tell you about Mr. Magic?
And then, like, after he did it, like, oh, man, it's just, like, wasn't really feeling that good tonight. So it continues?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Did I tell you about Mr. Magic?
What is that?
When we went camping on PEI, we went to this theme park, and there was a guy there who's a retiree named Mr. Magic.
This is the kind of camping I wish I had done as a kid.
Well, there's Cavendish is like Coney Island.
Oh, man. That's
so there's awesome. like King Tut's mini golf, like it's that.
Yeah, oh man.
But we went to Shining Waters Water theme park, and there's
a
magic show with Mr. Magic.
Just steps from the trailer.
And he's a retiree, this Mr. Magic. And he started the show by saying he's an amateur magician. So he just kind of picks away at it. And this is the genius part. He magically makes people stay for the entire show, which is about an hour. Here's what he does. He gets kids to come up on stage and volunteer, and then after their trick, he says, no, just have a seat here on the side of the stage.
So he makes them stay up there.
So the parents have to stay too. So by the time, over the course of an hour, he has like...
half the kids are on the stage.
Yes, and nobody can leave.
Oh, man.
So it kind of all built...
That's the best trick of the whole shtick, man.
It all built to this thing where he had a chicken poppet, and it was like laying eggs in an empty bag. And the big...
How many eggs did it lay?
Well, the big ta-da moment at the end, in a thick island accent, when the egg disappeared, he said, what did you do with the eggs, girls? As if to give them... magic props. Looked at the crowd, like shrugged his shoulders. What did you do with the eggs, girls? It was so East Coast. I loved
it. Is he in a clown outfit or something?
No, but he had on a top hat and maybe a bow tie.
That was it.
Yep.
And that's the end? Like, the lights go out and he's gone?
Well, it's outside. You're sitting, speaking of eggs, you're sitting in a frying pan of a bowl.
He becomes all cold and crass and, like, doesn't want to talk to anybody.
That was it. Two shows a day all summer long. What did you do with the eggs, girls?
Imagine an edit together of all
vine?
Of them throughout
the summer. What did you do with the eggs, girls?
I bet you it's like...
every carbon single day, copy. That's the big ta-da. Baba da boba da babor. I want to know who is sitting on the other side of the table at the Mr. Magic audition who went, yes, we want to be in the Mr. Magic business. It's really sweet because he obviously loves what he does, and the kids had a ball, and the tricks, I mean, it was like, what's that behind your ear, Toby?
Oh.
It's a quarter. You've got a quarter in your ear, it is. East Coast magic is my new favorite thing.
Oh, wow.
Where did you get the bunny? It was in the hat.
Oh, man. Really nonstop, like 101.
Oh, it was like machine after gun. It was an hour. Now tap the hat and say abracadabra. But what did you do with the eggs, girls?
Imagine, like, sleeping around the corner and hearing him talk.
Oh, man. Marvin, before you get in the car, do you have your eggs for the big finale? Yeah, I got two right here in the passenger seat.
Are they hard-boiled?
They must. No, they weren't, because I think he broke it open on a kid's face. Or maybe that's what I wanted to happen. I can't remember.
Just all of a sudden breaks it on a kid's face. What you looking at me like that for?
There were two piles. The one was hard-boiled, and the other was raw. What did you do with the eggs, girls? Anyway, my kid got to do a trick, and she got to keep a hat, and she was all fired up about it.
What kind of hat? A top hat?
No, not even. It's like a garbage bag hat. It's like if you took a Sobeys bag and hooked one handle over each ear, tied it in a knot, and put it like tape bow on the front.
It's made of saran or poly, some kind of plastic.
She's so proud of that little hat.
Oh, man.
What did you do with the eggs, girls? I want him to have a call-in show on CBC Radio. What do you got for pets? The phone lines are opened.
Oh, for sure. Jammed.
Yeah. Just jammed. We have a monkey? Thanks for calling. What are you towing behind your car this summer? Give us a call. The phone lines are opened. Hey, are you having a problem with termites? Give us a call because our expert's here.
Termites.
Are you having problems with termites, are you? Give us a call because the phone lines are opened. Find out who's your cousin.
How'd you sleep last night?
Yeah. How'd you sleep last night? Phone lines are opened. Do you find that salt air just knocks you right out?
Did you wake up? Did you wake up today? Tell us how you woke up.
Did you wake up? What's your father do? Phone lines are opened. This is one thing.
How many days a week do you work? Phone lines are open.
This is... Before the bridge was built, the first thing somebody would ask you if you'd been away somewhere was, who'd you see on the boat?
Everybody's...
What'd you do last weekend? I was over to Moncton. Who'd you see in the boat? Well, I seen Kevin. Now, his uncle would have been Travis's brother's father-in-law. You know him.
Oh, man.
Except they all have nicknames. There? You know Socks and Sporty and Gooner and them. He's their friend.
Holy moly.
Today on Where East Coast we? Call-In, who did you see on the boat? Who'd you see in the boat?
We should talk about the Bud House.
I know. Can I do one more promo for an East Coast call-in?
What's that?
Can I do one more promo for an East Coast call-in?
Yeah, do one more promo.
Tomorrow on East Coast call-in, how windy is it where you're at?
It's not windy at all. That's
all right, thanks for calling in.
Hey, okay.
How windy is it? Pretty windy. How windy is it where you are? It's not that windy. Thanks for calling.
Here we are.
Hey, let's talk about the Bud's House.
Yes, yes. The wonderful Andrew Axai won. We are going to his basement apartment in Etobicoke. He will bring chips. We will bring beer. It will be a good time.
We had a lot of folks that were kind enough to say, yeah, I'd do that. Come on over. You come to my house. And they were all good, is the thing. It was really difficult to decide, but there was something about Etobicoke, something about a basement.
Yeah.
And just something about it. We figured he could use a win.
You could just feel the Rob Fordness.
Yep.
So,
but we're really excited for it. As we've said before, there's obviously a bit of a risk, but we're hoping for a huge reward. And really, one of the things that we like about this show is that we are everymen, and it relates to everymen, and everymen relate to it. So the idea of going to some guy's apartment that we've never met, just in the spirit of the religion of Buddhism, I just love that we're rolling the dice on this, and I have really high hopes for it. But
I really think it's
it could also suck. It could suck. There's no question.
There's too many bods around.
It's true.
It will be a great time.
Worst case,
I can't.
Worst case, Ontario. Some chips, couple brews. What's wrong with that?
Chips will be plentiful.
Yeah.
And we will, well, I'm telling you, it's going to be fantastic.
This was my favorite part when you said, I said, have you reached out to the guy? You said, yes. I said, make sure that guy has chips. And you said, already done.
Done.
Yeah. In your first correspondence, it was like, you better have chips.
Yeah, for sure. No, he's all set. He's excited. He can't wait. And we're the same. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Number 50 at the Bot House in South Etobicoke. Can't wait.
What, it's hard to believe it's 50, but when you think back to the first 50 episodes, God willing, there'll be 50 more. What are some of the things that kind of stand out in your mind?
Obviously the change of the ideas, the way the flow of the show, like just the evolution of the show.
Yeah.
Think back to, the fact that we started out more with more technology and we've kind of streamlined it to total full-on Canadianity simplicity,
yep,
which is great. I do miss the calls, the calling pranks and chatting with my pops. And
yeah,
stuff
me
like
too.
That. So we'll hopefully try and get that going again.
Yeah,
in the next 50. But what are some of the things that you like? How about your favorite game that we played?
Wow. I think you hitting the post with TLC Waterfalls, that must have been episode 28.
Something that like around there.
Is maybe the hardest I've laughed this calendar year.
Yeah, that was some good old timing there.
It's, you know what I like is...
Didn't think that was coming out at the time.
I like that sometimes this show is silly, and I like that sometimes it's serious. And I like that we stumble into things that make us both laugh, but it doesn't ever feel forced. Just feels pretty natural. I've really enjoyed getting to know you.
Yeah, and me the same. Getting to know you has been a gas.
And I've said this before too, but the getting letters from people saying they listen to the show and where and why and how and... And better yet, I heard you guys talking about childhood games, and here's one we used to play. Like, really, one of the reasons I wanted to start doing this podcast was I was working on Mr. D and working on Trailer Park Boys, and it's really fun, but there's such a lag between you shoot it, it's being edited, it finally premieres 6 or 7 months later.
Yeah.
This, I love that we record this. Tim cuts it together, we get it up, and instantly... on Twitter and via email and whatever, there are people writing and saying, oh, that reminds me of this story, or I can't believe you guys are talking about Hostess Munchie hats because we used to have one or whatever. I just love the real-time back and forthery.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's the same thing. It's just, and again, people kind of, I'm not sure that everybody knows that this is pretty much the only time that we talk.
Yeah.
So that's just us catching up and keeping up on events and I mean the show kind of comes from that. I think if we were in the same room every single day working towards something, it would have a different feel.
This is
mostly conversation, and I think that's why, because podcasts come out a lot, and if it were to be something scripted and feeling like a real episode of something, then it generally starts to kind of wear down on you. I think the fact that we are just mostly conversing and people get used to our personalities, just like other podcasts that are, you know, 2-3 hours, like Joe Rogan or, you know, Mark Maron or all the other, you know, amazing podcasts that are out there. It's generally you get used to the perspective and the reaction to those people. So that's the best thing about it, I think, is the fact that it's just kind of new conversation and keeping up on all the stuff together.
Well, and the best compliment that folks have ever given me about this is, and you too, is when they say, I feel like I'm just the third person listening to a couple of friends just talking. I think that's when it works best, is when you feel like you're along for the ride. And you've even had emails from a couple of people who say, like, I actually find myself talking to you guys as I'm listening. Like, that's so rad.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The understanding equivalent.
I know.
Let's take a break here. We're going to come back with some more good times on this 49th episode of TNT.
Don't go away, bots.
Where's my beer chair? And we're back.
Jace is through with our back again.
Yes, it is, Salvador. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking my face.
How's the shift going at the White Spot? Are you getting tired of that place? Or
as a matter of fact, I got an opportunity I could not refuse.
What's that?
I am now the assistant manager at Orange Julius in the Park Place Malls.
You're kidding me.
No, I am not. And we do have wrapped sausages.
Oh, you do? Is that your influence, or is that what you have already on the menu?
I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now because I'm preparing a pina colada Orange Julius, and I want to deposit it in the mouth of the girl who's buying it across the counter from me.
Okay, I'll see you later, Salvador.
Take good care of yourself, Jeremy Daggarts.
I'm actually afraid that he knows my last name.
That's been one of the fun things about the podcast as we celebrate our 49th episode, looking back. Has Salvador. Been coming up with characters, not just Salvador, but your lady characters and Salvador and the East Coast guy who plays Poem San.
Yeah, and the joke with the spiders and the bananas.
Yep.
Tarantulas.
That's a good one, too. Bananas and tarantulas.
The one that I brought back, my personal favorite, is the father who died in a wind turbine.
Yeah, I got sucked into a... turbine.
Air turbine engine.
This is one of my favorite things that I've heard in recent memory. Tim Oxford, our buddy from the Arkells,
yes,
telling us that at Arkells shows, people are bringing Bud signs.
Yes.
Or Bot of the Week. Like, just That's in the crowd, amazing. They'll hold up a Bot of the Week sign, and it's for Tim.
That. Yeah. Do so that cool. More often. That's classic.
Oh, yeah. Bottom out.
Bottom right out.
Bottom right out of the place.
Bod the Arkells out.
I'm excited to tour as Taggart and Torrance. The dates will be announced in the next, let's say, week or two at the most, because it's in the second couple weeks of November. I think we can say we're doing a kind of a mid to western Canadian swing and then a kind of Ontario swing. East Coast swing will come in January. Specific dates to be announced. But you're used to the touring life.
Yeah, bottom line is we're going to do a pretty good job of crossing this great country in this fall and winter.
We won't get everywhere the first time out, but it's mostly to
whirl.
Dip a toe in the water of whether folks will come out or how the live shows will go. I am very confident that they'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. Can't wait to get a little bit out west and then eventually hit the East Coast.
You must be excited to get back on the road, bud. That's kind of in your DNA.
Yeah, it's been a little while since I've spent more than a week away. So, it'll be great. It's perfect.
This won't be cushy tour bus travel, though. This will be you and I in a Firefly convertible.
Yeah, and I told you that I've done that a couple times where I've done, like, drum clinic tours where, it's not nearly as glamorous as being on the band life because you're just by yourself and it's smaller, and this will be very similar to that where you're just kind of getting from A to B and enjoying the shows.
It'll be great. I bet in a way when you're touring at that level, you might miss some things. Maybe this is just the optimist in me, but maybe you miss some things because you're kind of from the bus to the hotel to the venue to the bus, and you don't get to hit the streets the way we'll be hitting them.
Yeah, no, definitely. You don't spend as much time doing things and getting around in through the cities. And when you're doing it on this level too, how we're getting across the country, the way we're doing it, the places that we're staying, the places that we're playing, it's just you get to know a lot of people in a quick amount of time. So that's when you're just kind of relying on the souls of the country to get you through it.
Yep. And these are small, intimate venues, kind of designed on purpose because I think philosophically we'd both rather play a smaller place that's slamming.
Yeah.
And
that Rivoli show was so fun.
So fun. You can see the people in the back row. And the other thing is, one of the things we'll be doing as we tour the country is chipping away at our book that we're writing for HarperCollins, one of the elements of which will be kind of the best little off the beaten path places to eat in each city and town.
Yeah.
So what we should start a hashtag like Bod Bites for invitations to, like, oh, you have to try, you know, Smokies in Brandon or whatever.
Yeah, whenever you, whenever you try something,
let us know.
Bod Bites hashtag is great because, and any place that we're coming, just to say you got to try this and you have to check this out.
If you knew Def Leppard, this is where I would urge you to contact them and ask them to record Bod Bites, Bod Bleeds. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be wicked?
With like 1,000 people on backup vocals.
When you make love. They have a new They have a new album coming out.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Dear, look in the mirror. They were huge. Holy fuck, were they big.
Yeah. Still are, aren't they?
Yeah, but they were like stadiums, remember? Like multi days at stadiums.
What has nine arms and socks? Like, that's when you know you've made it.
Yeah, when there's jokes surrounding the world. Making kids laugh.
That must present a bit of a challenge in drumming, but you'd never know it from his doom da da ka, doom da da zhit down room da da ka.
Yeah, he made his way through it. He did a lot of different, like he put the snare on his left foot and just kind of, he was kind of simplified, obviously, versions of patterns, and then he got to play pretty solid. And then they used Mutt Lange for all those huge records. He was like, he's not a drummer's drummer producer. He doesn't really like drums. So, like, he basically put drum machines and that feel in their music early, too. So, Rick Allen was playing along with, like, either, you know, one of the first guys to be the idea of playing along with tracks and loops and shit like that.
Well, someone pointed out, and it's a great observation, that Mutt Lange doesn't write songs, he writes lists. And lists. Like, you take a basic idea, like, whose bed have your boots been under? Have they been under the barbers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the night owls, the pervs, the whatever? And the links between Def Leppard songs that Mutt Lange has done and Shania songs
and Bryan Adams songs.
It's pretty obvious, right?
Oh, yeah. No, he has a formula, for sure.
What are you, a rocket scientist? A blue-collar worker? Do you work in a bar? Are you a doctor?
A lot of those kind of writers have that. That Max Martin guy, too. Like, you hear his style of choruses and all those Backstreet Boys to Britney Spears. Like, you kind of get that feeling of their formula. Everybody has a formula. The great songwriters are the ones that can kind of, their palette is huge. Their ideas are vast.
Right.
Where it that changes all the time, but
it obviously works. Mutt's formula.
Well, he just wrote those kind of super simplistic and bombastic hits.
I'm gonna rock.
There's always the big break before the chorus.
Yeah, exactly. Mutt Lange. But it obviously really works.
Yeah. He's a real hands-on guy from what I hear.
Call and answer, too. Are you getting in? Yeah, are you getting in? Like, lots of things to yell back.
Apparently he had, like, a lake moved on his property because he didn't like how it was looking from his window. Like, shifted.
Where do you want the lake? Yeah, just, like, 7 inches to the right. Moved.
Yeah. Got to move that piece of property in my property.
So hi, this is Mutt Lange. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm moving my lake. He's probably a Brit, is he?
Huh?
Is Mutt Lange British?
Isn't he from Switzerland or something like that?
Well, I know they live there.
Mutt.
Why, does Mutt have an umlaut over the U?
South African, maybe.
Is it Mutt Lange?
It's Mutt.
As is the point. In honor of our 49th episode, we thought it would be fun to play a game, right, little buddy?
Oh, yes.
So Brent Gretzky, famous sibling, was drafted number 49th overall to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Didn't know that. So in the spirit of the number 49 and famous siblings, we thought we'd play a game whereby we each read the name of a famous sibling and have to guess whether it's a real one or a real made-up one.
Name, so it's like Real siblings. What do we call this?
I don't know. Sibling or sib-lie?
Siblings or sib-lies. There you go.
Brothers from another mother's or sisters from another mister?
Are yours Canadian?
4 out of 5 are.
Okay, well.
Just like the dentists that recommend Trident.
Yeah, sib-lies, siblings. I like it.
Or is it Let's brother or no, there? No, that doesn't make sense. Sister or no, dister? Sibling or sib-lie?
I think so. All right. For now. Unless we have like an amazement and then switch her up, but I think that's going to have to be it.
Or family or fam-a-lie?
There, I like that.
All right.
Is it family or fam-a-lies?
All right. Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
The Canadian legend, probably our favorite Canadian. I know we've spoken about him many times, John Candy.
Yeah.
Does he have a brother named Jim Candy?
This is so dumb.
And you have to answer it like, yes, he has a brother, Jim Candy, or no, he does not have a brother named Jim Candy.
Why did I have to say family or fam-a-lie? I think that's family.
That's family? Yeah, that's real?
Yeah.
It is. You got it. Nice. You had a brother, Jim Candy.
All right, I'll burn off my first non-Canadian one, so then it's all Canadian from here.
Okay, perfect.
Does Rod Stewart have a brother, Rob Stewart?
That's so ridiculous. Hi, I'm Rob Stewart. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Rob sure. Stewart.
Totally. I'm Rob.
Rob Stewart.
Look at that same puffed hair.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Okay. Okay, my next guy.
Okay.
Canadian acting legend. You know him. You've possibly worked with him. Paul Gross.
Yeah. Does he have a brother, O?
Does he have a brother that maybe or may not be the guy who gets him the grants? Tony Gross?
Box office Gross?
Yeah.
Tony, the box office. Box office Gross. I'm going to say no. That's a family lie.
Who is the only man who doesn't like TIFF now, because he used to be like at all the parties and the man at TIFF back in the day.
Well, have you seen him lately? I saw a picture of him recently. He looks like Beethoven.
What do you mean? He's got the big pompous, the pompadour hair.
Yeah.
Come on.
Look at him.
He's all like dolled up.
He looks like Marley from A Christmas Carol.
He's just been shocked, petrified.
Well, I think what he's doing is he's owning his age. Right? Yeah. He's not that old, but he was eternally youthful looking, and now his hair is gray. That's all. It's gray and long.
He looks like Beethoven.
I'm going to say...
Father of Confederacy?
Yeah. I think Tony...
Looking great on the six, on the $5 bill bod.
That's a good diss.
Yeah.
I think Tony Gross is a fam-a-lie.
It is a family.
Darn it. Exists.
Yes.
Okay.
One down on family.
I'm one for two. Fam-a-lie. You're one for one. You might even know this one. Does Dion Phaneuf have a brother... Dane Phaneuf?
Bane?
Like Dane as in from Denmark.
Like Batman?
As opposed to Bane as in of his existence. Dane.
What is it?
Dion and Dane.
Oh, Dane. Oh, no. Dane.
Dion and Dane. What did you just do with the eggs, Dane?
Dane. Of course he has a brother, Dane.
Yeah, he does.
He definitely does.
Yep. Family.
Yeah, he does. And he's a comic.
Dane Phaneuf.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Have you ever met Dion? No, but I know Dane. He gets tickets for sometimes. I know Dane and them.
I know Dane and them. He stuck me up for a drink saying he was Dion. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You've done him many times, and he's got the probably one of the most talked about celebrities on Taggart and Torrens, Corey Hart. Does he have a brother, Robbie Hart?
Yes, he does.
Oh, you got it.
Do you know how I know that?
How do you know that?
He was one of mine, too.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Robbie Hart.
Looked
we
it up.
Of course we picked the same face.
Robbie Hart. So I'll scratch that from my list.
Were you going to say it like that, too?
Robbie Hart. I hadn't gotten that far.
How do you not say Robbie Hart?
Robbie Hart. For the love of Robbie Hart, what did you do with the eggs, girls? All right, you ready?
Hi, I'm Robbie.
Hey, Rob Hart. This is my favorite one.
Corey, can you give me can you give me some cheese whiz, Corey?
Can you make it a raisins on a log? Can you put the cheese whiz in a celery?
Hang on a second. I gotta pause. We gotta take a break here on TNT.
Taking a break. Be right back.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Sorry there, bud. Just a little package. You know, deliveries happen. We're back.
Love when life intervenes in the TNT podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So you know who loves it more than anybody?
Who's that?
Tim Oxford, who has to make a new edit.
I know.
Sorry,
Tim.
Yeah, but he's such a bot. He won't mind.
He is. He is. What's next?
So, okay. Family or family? Sibling or sibli?
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette has a brother, Wade.
I'm going to say family, because I think I've met Wade. He had dreadlocks.
Did he?
Yeah. Big, like, big Mr. Weed guy.
Did he smell of patchouli?
Back in the day. Here's my brother. He lives in Vancouver. You know what I mean? Like, this probably sends him money, and he just sits around and gets baked.
He lives in Tofino. His friends call him Weed Morissette.
This was, like, back when he was a little kid, so... Who knows what he's doing now? Maybe he's running for some kind of election.
Weird. Yes, family, you're right. You're kicking it at this game.
I am. I'm doing all right, aren't I?
Yeah. What's your next one?
Al Waxman, who we've both spoken about on the show in the past.
Good one.
Does he have a brother, Hal Waxman?
There's no way.
Family or family?
Al and Hal Waxman?
Yeah.
I mean, Rob Stewart. But I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's a family.
You got it.
Woo!
Good one.
Does Mario Lemieux have a brother, Alain?
Hi, I'm Alain Lemieux.
Numero 67, Alain Lemieux.
He only scored 35 goals a year.
Alain Lemieux, Mario's brothers.
I don't know if it sounds real enough, but I'm going to say family.
Incorrect. Family.
Oh,
Alain Lemieux, regarde ici, c'est mon frère Alain. I wonder in Quebec Canadian Tire commercials if Alain always got picked last.
Do Mario in the house telling his mom that Alain's bugging him?
In English?
In French, in franglais.
Maman, je te parlais un second, s'il te plaît. Ben, j'essaie de pratiquer l'hockey dans le gazon en arrière. Puis Alain est toujours là avec ses amis. Il fume là, puis il boit l'alcool là-bas, puis il fait des blagues ici.
What's he doing to him there? What was all that?
He's drinking back there. He's smoking back there with his friends. He's making fun of me.
Oh my God.
Bon, maman, j'essaie de pratiquer le hockey, mais Alain et ses amis sont là-bas. Toutes les blagues à propos de moi.
Okay, let's get to my next one here.
Hit it.
Or is it yours? No, no,
no, Alan, it's yours.
Right, it's me.
Alain Lemieux.
Okay. The great Gino Vannelli songs like Black Cars and Horses Drive Me Away, that one?
Yeah. Wild Horses Could Not Drag Me Away.
That's the one there? We've had that on the pod on a top yeah. five in the past, I believe.
When the sun goes down in the Arizona plains.
Hey, hey, hey. It's a beautiful
thing. It's a beautiful
song.
Thing.
I always change a word every song.
When you okay. can tell me down, you can call it quiz when you know I say. You don't know what I say.
Isn't that video just like hey, him hey, two different drummers playing brushes at two different guys?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a fat beat in yeah. Wild Horses.
It's David
especially
Garibaldi.
That little brakak, katak, tekak, katak, teka, teka.
David horses. Garibaldi on the brushes.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, does Gino Vannelli have a brother named Joe? Joe Vannelli. Hey, Ma! Joe gave me this sandwich. I had too much of it. I got large. My stomach is killing me, Ma. I got large. Joe gave me a steel parmesan. What do you want? And Joe Vannelli.
Joe calls Gino Meatball.
Hey, Joe.
I'm why trying you to watch make... the Tie Cats game. This meatball's lying on the couch over here. If he's not.
Joe, I can't see the 20-minute workout. You're standing in the way.
Joe.
Get out of the way.
I can't see everyday workout with Cynthia Caroluck.
Hey. Hey, Joe, I got my girl over here. Close the lights.
I hope more than anything I've ever hoped that it's family.
It is.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Joe Vannelli.
Joe Vannelli. Yes.
Hey Gino, I need some tickets for backstage Friday night in Calgary.
You every single time is Toronto. I got all kinds of people. You gotta bust my balls today. Why didn't you say it 3 weeks ago? You know I was coming in.
Every time Gino walks in the room, Joe's talking to someone in mid-conversation going, you know the Black Cars guy? And he's, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Dropping his name all over town.
Oh, we always say, hey, I'm Gino's brother, Joe. Hey, call me Giuseppe.
Hey, do you know what's funny? Because I was telling him when I was on a trip to Arizona how the sun goes down on the Arizona plains. So it's a kind of a co-write.
What's the classic Italian soda?
What's it called? That they cut with liquor?
No, they always drink it.
Like Campari? Kind of like
No, the soda.
A Campari and soda, isn't that a drink?
No, the name of the drink, I can't remember. The cola, it's like a cola.
Coke?
It's killing me. Huh?
Coke?
Yeah, but anyway, it's not funny unless you say it. I gotta find out, I'll never follow, I can't.
I want Joe and Gino Vannelli to have a show on CTV right now called Goomba. Sure. Hey, this freaking Goomba over here.
Gino, you playing the Chin Picnic again?
Hey, Gino, where my Adidas track pants at, guy?
Hey, Joe, you're not going to help me put this light under the Trans Am? What's the matter with you?
I love Guy. Guy, let me tell you something right quick. Guy. I used to do
Brio.
A character on Jonathan
the drink
years
is
ago.
Called Brio. Hey, Ma, Joe drank all the Brio, man.
I used to do a character on Jonathan called, I think it was called Gino Valente.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the jeans?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, who's that guy? He would talk like this. And he'd always be on a date with some chick. And she'd say, Gino, you're asinine. And he'd say, thanks. Yours about a 7, 7.5.
Oh,
man. It was like the hackiest Italian bits.
Man.
Gino, you're asinine. Hey, thanks.
Ma, I don't want to help you with the tomatoes. Get Joe to do it.
If you know what I mean,
sick
guys.
Sick of hanging salami on a Saturday for Ma. Joe's sitting there eating all the bacala.
Hey, Ma, Joe took my Brill creams.
I think I might have jumped generations
Brill
there.
Creams.
Hey, Ma, Gino got my Brill creams.
That's awful. Ridiculous.
This reminds me of my Emory days when I used to go to school at Finch and Weston. All my buddies from the bridge.
From the bridge, who talk like that?
Yeah. Well, not quite like that. Yours is more like the bridge in Flushing, New York.
I love, this guy over here, and it's observational comedy. Like, this guy over here in a t-shirt. Like, this is the whole thing. Look at this guy over here with glasses on. Thinks he knows everything about wearing glasses.
My dad, he plays in Candy in the Backbeat. You gonna have some of those Jamaican patties for lunch?
What?
That was Emery. My buddy.
Actually played in Candy in the Backbeat?
Yeah, his dad was like the drummer in Candy in the Backbeat.
My first ever interview on Street Sense was Candy of Candy and the Backbeat fame, and I was hella nervous.
That is classic.
Hey, bud.
What's his name? Mike?
Mike Fugazi.
His last name.
Mike Fangula.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, is that it?
Hey, Ma! Gino got my chia pet!
Is that the last one?
Gino took my sea monkeys!
Alright, I'm done. Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, good time.
Next week from a bud's house, we're going to do number 50. Can't wait.
Oh, yes. I'll talk to you soon, Jonathan.
I'll talk to you soon, bud. Boom, gong, gang, go, get, ding, gong, ju, bong, 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 bong,